The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerard Mayo asked about being a playoff team.
Playoffs?
Maybe a little premature. Yeah, playoffs. Where's Jim Mora when you need him? I didn't think it was just based on the way the league is set up right now. I don't think that there's any problem asking that question, but I thought he answered it well. You know, we're just trying to win a game. We're trying to put one foot in front of the other here. I think that's what you do when you're 3-7 and what all these teams should be doing. You look at the rest of the schedule, and I do think it's going to be tough on New England and that they're going to have a hard time winning many more games, but again, I didn't think they were going to beat Chicago. I didn't think there was much of a chance of them beat. I didn't think they beat the Jets, and I didn't think they beat the Bengals. All three of their games were against the non-beatable teams, technically, when we looked at the schedule before the season started. They lost to Tennessee. They lost to Jacksonville. They lost to Miami with Snoop Huntley, and they beat three teams that we all thought were better than them, right? I mean, that's what they did.
For the most part, yeah, they didn't. I mean, the Miami game's a weird one because it wasn't the Miami you thought you were going to get.
Right.
But, yeah, they beat teams that I would not necessarily have predicted them to beat before the year started and lost to some teams that you would have hoped you were going to beat before the year started. And some of those are winnable games because we did have a caller last night that was like, you know, this team could easily have 5-6 wins. Mm-hmm. And they kind of could.
They kind of could.
They also probably could easily not have 5 or 6 wins.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're not a very good football team. But if you go back and say you could have beat Tennessee in overtime, you probably should have beaten Seattle.
Yeah, probably.
Could have beaten the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's three more wins right there. So all of a sudden, you're a 6-win football team. Now, that's not how it works. And I give Mayo credit. He answered that in a very coach-like manner. Because guess what? If they win every week, they'll make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If you win every time you take the field, it's like when quarters do, like, win the quarter, win the game. Win the half, win the game. Like, yeah, if I win every half I play,
mm-hmm.
when you stack two of those together, that means I won the game. And that sort of mentality, I just don't think this team has earned. It hasn't earned the benefit of the doubt in anything.
I don't think
honestly.
So. That
really?
Maybe in the at the quarterback, but that's about it. Even there, you expect him to make mistakes. Yeah.
I love him more than anybody,
right.
And I think in 3 years he'll have my benefit of the doubt to way more often than not do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think he's because
I meant
really,
benefit of the doubt as in you forgive his mistake. You know what I mean, like that.
Right,
kind of
but if you make mistakes, you're going to lose.
Right.
So I don't presume he won't make mistakes yet.
Yeah, okay.
Which
right.
is why I was really kind of annoyed with the idiocy of Twitter, which, yes, Andy, there's a lot of idiots on there. You're one of them, and I agree with that. But
I still don't understand that EO thing you tweeted. I'm looking at it. I'm having a hard time with it. I thought it was like some weird signal.
M-A-Y-E.
Mm-hmm.
There's an E in the quarterback.
Right.
And there's an O in the coach. That's the only
long
thing
arrow
that differentiates
over to
the two people's last names. Otherwise,
true.
It'd be the same. So the E to the O.
So, okay. All right.
Anyway. I didn't care for – there were people after the interception that were like, Mac Jones 2.0, this guy sucks. He's a bum. We don't have a quarter.
That was a suck bag interception at the very – you can admit that, though, right? Yeah.
How many of those have we had?
Two.
Which was the other one?
He had another bad interception. When was it? Which one?
Houston.
The Houston game? He had a bad interception
just parrots
in the Houston
it
game.
Like,
no, I couldn't remember when it
they
was.
They said
from.
In my ear, Houston game. You're
it
like
was
a news anchor who just says whatever the producer
No, I'm not. I said I just couldn't remember what game
it was.
Yeah,
it was the Houston game.
He had two picks in the Houston game, and one of them was really bad, and I forget exactly which
it?
One it was. But I
it was the first one, if you want your earpiece
one.
To tell you. You want to just give him your mic so he can talk for you?
Yes, it was the deep left for Pop Douglas intercepted by Bullock. I can't picture it right now, but I remember at the time talking about it and saying it was a bad interception. Maybe you thought it was a good interception. I don't know. Whatever, but I think there's at least two bad
I think
ones
this was
season.
The only, like, absolute Mac Jones brain fart, crap, don't want to see it ever again interception. And my point would be there's been a lot more plays than that interception. And he's in game five, right? Mm-hmm. Four, five. And Mac Jones had 3 years and was still doing it. It was getting worse, not better. So all these negative Nellies or whatever the hell you want to call them, it was negative after that interception on Twitter. And I just don't get it. Like, you have a quarterback. If you don't see more positive than negative in Mac Jones, damn it, Drake May, then I don't know what you're watching.
Fair enough. I think I see more positive than negative with him for sure. But I also think if every week he's throwing bad pee, he had two interceptions last week and a lost fumble. And then he started off the game with a very bad interception this week. I can see how that would carry over.
Ever hear of Josh Allen?
Of course.
You can enumerate all his interceptions and his fumbles, too.
Sure. You ever heard of Josh Rosen? He had a bunch of bad games in a row.
You can enumerate his plays. And this guy makes plays.
He does.
Because I bet you, what can you come up with a longer list of? Plays you liked off the top of your head or plays you didn't like?
In that game yesterday or
all
season?
Totality.
Totality, I'd say plays I did like.
Okay, that's my point.
Yeah, sure.
And that's in the infancy. You presume, and I know it's not linear. There's no guarantee he's going to continue to get better. We were talking about C.J. Stroud. Has he regressed? Is he not as good? Is he not in the hierarchy of quarterback you may have thought he was going to be?
Right.
Whatever. But when you can say right out the gates, on one of the worst football teams any of us has ever seen, correct? Mm-hmm. Like, this team is bad.
Yep.
The offensive line is terrible. They've been ravaged by injuries on defense.
I thought they were good yesterday, but yes.
Well,
the offensive line.
Relative to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a bad football team, and you can list way more good plays than bad from the rookie quarterback on a bad football team. I assume it's going to get better. And sometimes guys are going to make plays for him. Like Tom Brady. Remember when he said, how the F did you catch that when he throws to Gronk?
Yeah.
I'm hoping Drake May has some of those in the future where he can trust guys. He just talked about it with us. He trusts guys. One-on-one, I'm going to throw to Hooper. I'm going to throw to these. I'm going to hope at some point the guy's better than Hooper.
Yeah.
He's thrown to a guy that will make elite plays, like a holy crap kind of play. So those are going to come. The negativity, I don't see how anyone could have, and maybe it's just Twitter. Maybe I'm like taking the bait on trolls that don't really feel that way or just effing
I think
around.
You just love Drake May. That's all. You don't like it when anyone says
I think everybody should love Drake May.
Him.
Everybody in Patriot Nation should love Drake May right now. I'm talking to you, Paul Perillo. You were a little negative earlier with your tone. I didn't care for that either. So screw you if you're in the building or in your car or on a competing radio station.
Yeah.
Wherever the hell you are at this point.
Yeah, screw you, Perillo.
Screw you, Perillo.
It's all just pent-up anger towards Perillo, as usual. Let's go to the phones here, 617-779-7937. Dylan's in Plymouth. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dylan. How you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Fine.
Is your last name Harper?
Pretty good. No, Murphy.
Oh, good. All right. What's up?
Well, you didn't have to give it.
Joke. Ah, okay. I wouldn't know that joke, Dad. Sorry. Well, I wanted to get.
Oh, wait,
in,
wait. You're Shane and Plymouth kid, right?
Did
you're
your
Shane
dad just
kid?
Tell you it was a Plymouth
yeah,
porn
well, yeah,
joke?
Yeah, what'd you ask my son if his name's Dylan Harper? Come on, get your mind out of the gutter, Archie.
I actually didn't know
that
who
was
that
Andy
was.
Who did that first
These
of all,
guys
Shane,
had
yes.
to explain to me who that was. It's actually an elite college basketball prospect.
Well, Dylan was named
home.
After her, so there you go. What? What the hell?
Oh, man, gross.
Poor kid just found out he was named after a porn star.
That's pretty hot.
Oh,
anyway,
thanks,
what's what else is on your mind there? Well, we got both the Murphys here, so what's on your mind, both of you guys?
Well, you know, I wanted to say I think both of you guys were talking about whether we should be winning games or losing games. There's good points for both of them. But I think with this team in particular, I say there's just no talent. And this team is actively trading away what little talent it has. And trust me, I'd love to get these guys some wins. It really is important for them to get wins in their resume, especially for the quarterback. But when it comes down to it, that 15th pick might end up, you know, costing us several seasons of mediocrity. And mediocrity is not how you win Super Bowls. You have to lose some games, unfortunately, and get some actual talent on this roster because it's awful, quite frankly. And
all right. I mean, listen, you're right. It's a bad roster. That's true. Christian Gonzalez was not picked in the top 10.
No.
Okay. He was picked with a.
He wasn't, but that he shouldn't have fallen. Emmanuel right. Forbes got picked ahead of him for some godforsaken reason. He should not have fallen that far.
Forbes was 60. So, I mean, like, 15 picks went by, and Gonzalez was still there. So, I guess the point is that even if you're picking outside of the top 10.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's not impossible to get good talent.
No,
it's just not, you know, it's just that people are impossible.
Hey, Andy, maybe somebody will slide headfirst down to the later picks for
it. Tag team.
Hope they don't get parallel. Easy. Porn talk, tag team. What are we doing here?
Well, Jeez. We are. We're getting tag teamed by the Shane and Dylan father-son combo there.
That was a good call.
Like LeBron and Bronny.
Only, that was a good call.
Only in this case. The sun is the good one, and then I was kidding.
That was a money shot of a call right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, hey, whoa, wow. All right, 617-779-7937. The Chicago Bears and the New England Patriots both drafted a quarterback this year in the top three. Bears went first overall with Williams after Jaden Daniels went second to Washington. The Patriots, of course, drafted Drake May. And the similarities basically end there, I would say. I think that, in general, the Bears had a much, much different philosophy about what to do with their rookie quarterback, how to surround them, guys to chase in free agency, trades, their other draft pick, picking up Adunze, who was a top 10 wide receiver talent in this past year's draft. All of that to say that right now Williams looks like a broken quarterback. That offense looks broken. Meanwhile, the Patriots, who I don't think are good or anything, and I don't think their offense is good or should be taking victory laps after putting up 19 points. But either way, it does seem like the Chicago plan, after a promising start, has really crashed and burned here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I know that just magnifies how important the quarterback is.
Yeah.
And both teams have struggles to get to where they want to get to and not be in the conversation for top 10 picks and all of that. But if you get – and this was my argument all along, pushing back against – and for years I pushed back against this. My fights with Shime were legendary when he didn't want to draft Joe Burrow for the Bengals. And I said, yes, they have a million holes. But if you get the quarterback, everything else gets easier. Everything else is more doable.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else can be lesser, right? Like,
yeah,
it's that whole.
And it still might be a multi-year thing.
Oh, absolutely, because it's
yeah.
hard to win and, right. and all of that. But it's that whole argument we always talk about: you either got to have a top five roster or a top five quarterback. And I don't know if the Patriots have a top five quarterback. We'll see. You know, it'd be weird if Josh Allen 1.0 and 2.0 are both in the top five if they're like that whole nickname thing.
Would be interesting.
But, like, C.J. Stroud's a perfect example. Top five quarterback, right? I'm not so sure.
I don't know about this year, yeah.
Is Jared Goff a top five quarterback?
Yes.
Not so sure. Like, we'll see.
Yes, I say yes.
Yeah, I mean, which of his five picks did you enjoy the most last night?
I liked all of them equally. It was like all my children. But I think, listen, even with that, they still won the game, and he's been awesome this year.
I also think he has a good coach and a good team and
yep.
a good environment. And there's a lot. Like, he's a good offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
They've invested in playmakers.
Yep.
You know, Amon St. Brown came out of
fourth-round pick.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but he's an elite player.
Mm-hmm.
He came in as a non-elite player, but he's an elite player. So those are the ways where you get good fast. And that's where I worry the most about Elliott Wolf is, can he, after this year's draft, where it's May and nada afterwards, he's got to find his Amon St. Brown. He's got to find these other picks that aren't just the number one pick.
Yeah.
Because you can't possibly go about your business that way. Now, the point I thought you were going to make was that, you know, your point of you don't need the high draft pick to succeed is last year the better quarterback didn't go with the highest pick.
Mm-hmm.
This year the better quarterback didn't go with the highest pick, so it proves you don't need the highest pick to succeed, which recent evidence kind of indicates that.
Yeah.
I still think in general I want the higher pick. I always want the higher pick, and I want to trust my GM to maximize it.
Right.
If the best thing to do is trade down, Bill Belichick. We all criticized. I mean, I did anyway. I thought you were going to have to trade up to get Christian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to be a top, like, five or six pick. And you traded twice, I believe, down to 17 to get him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I love that way of going about business. I think that was a risky proposition for Bill Belichick. But it worked. You got an elite cornerback with the 17th pick in the draft. So you're right. This year, could they get an elite something with the 13th, 14th, 15th pick in the draft? Yes. Is it more likely they get an elite something with the 3rd, 4th, or 5th pick? I believe yes.
Yeah.
Some people probably push back on that. Some people probably don't believe that. I believe whoever the GM is, I want him to just have more options, more players that he can pick from. If you pick 4th, it's guaranteed only 3 people are gone.
Yeah.
So every other player in the draft is available to you.
Right.
I want that flexibility. I want that option. And you're going to get further from that if you win 1 or 2 more games.
That's true. I also think when it comes to position play, like if you have a quarterback, and recently I think this has been sort of magnified, but the top 3 quarterback, even the years when it was like Winston and Mariota, you know, if there's only like 2 or 3, then you might whiff on one and the other one's better. Neither of them are very good. Generally, the first position guy to go off the board is pretty good. You know, like I sort of feel like with quarterbacks, you're more likely to miss on something as opposed to the top edge rusher in the draft or the top tackle or the top wide receiver or running back or any of those things. Like if it's someone who's going in the first round, and there's exceptions like Pitts in Atlanta and, you know, other guys who Mario Williams, you remember that one year with Reggie Bush and Vince Young and all those guys, and Williams went 2nd and everyone thought that was the worst thing ever. And he had a decent career and those other guys didn't really end up being that great. So I don't know. I think that there's kind of a conception about quarterbacks that you just got to land on the right one. But if you're in the Patriots position this coming draft and you're going for the best tackle or the best wide receiver, I don't know. I think that makes things a lot easier the way that quarterbacks get yanked off the board so early.
Well, my concern this year, and it's very early, I'm not going to pretend I've done a lot of research, is you're right. I think a lot of times the perceived other positions, elite players, whether it's Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, something like that.
Joe Alt or whatever.
Like this year, even though it's still early, doesn't seem like there's a consensus as to who the best of anything is.
Actually, there's one guy. There's one guy everybody knows about. Plays both ways.
And they're not sure where he's going to play.
Doesn't matter either way.
So he has questions.
Either way, he's top 5, I think.
No, but he has questions.
Yeah, he does.
So, like, Marvin Harrison.
How good can he be?
Marvin Harrison was, everybody thought, this guy's going to be a good NFL wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Bijan Robinson. Everybody had landed on, wow, this guy's going to be a good NFL running back.
Sure.
And maybe he's disappointed, you can argue, but he's a good NFL running back.
Yeah, and the pass rusher who the Texans drafted right after Stroud.
Oh, Will Anderson.
Will Anderson. I mean, you knew he was going to be good, and he's awesome. So, yeah.
I don't know how many of these guys feel like multi-year, oh, he's going to be an elite edge rusher.
Yeah.
There are some edge rushers, but I don't know all of them, and that makes me wonder if they're as good as they're supposed to be. And that's my concern as well, so there's no tackles, we're hearing. The wide receivers, everybody seems to like Hunter if he's a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes the Arizona kid. But there's not that, oh, wow, you can either have the 3rd best quarterback or the best wide receiver in the last 5 years. Is there the best wide receiver, tackle, edge rusher? Is there the best anything in the last 5 years in this draft?
I don't think so.
Doesn't feel like it
we'll
right
see.
Now.
I mean, once the bowl games get started and you see these guys show out in the, or not, I guess, in big games, I feel like in the regular season things don't come to fruition right.
It might not. Quickly, what worries me is actually your guy does seem like he is the generational talent.
Yeah.
But the question with him is, where's that talent going to play? And if you're the Patriots, do you want him at cornerback? Do you want to have these great corners, Gonzalez and Hunter, but we haven't solved any of the other issues on offense? We didn't get in a wide receiver. Or do we make him a wide receiver? Is he not as good? That's where it's weird with him.
That would be funny if they drafted Hunter, and then him and Marcus Jones are both like on defense.
Let's just play them both
two
ways.
Of the best offensive players in the game.
That would be actually pretty cool.
It would be kind of funny. They could have them both.
But they don't even do it with Marcus Jones now.
I know. Anything with him. I think they should get him more involved.
Although he was a little shaky catching the ball yesterday on punts. He double-clutched a couple of them.
He had a fumble, yeah.
He not his best performance. Maybe it was the wind.
Yeah, it probably was. And the returns were still pretty good. So.
Oh, yeah. Once he gets the ball.
Once he gets
a jitterbug.
Going.
He's tough to tackle.
Yeah. So we'll see. Interesting thought there. But I'm still on Team Travis Hunter, 100%. 617.
I know you wear your stupid shirt.
7937 is the phone number. When we return, the Boston Bruins lost to Linus Ullmark, and by the way, they didn't get a shot off in the entire third period of that game. I don't really know what to make of this team, and I don't think they do either. And I think that this could be it here for Jim Montgomery. That's coming up next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.